Every new year in the heartland of industrial China, thousands upon thousands of motorcyclists brave the weather and take to the road, determined to make it home to their families.
These workers are employed in the largest urban area in the world, Guangdong Province in southern China, where many of them live the entire year. The factories that line this huge river delta employ migrants who have often come from villages hundreds of miles away.
The journey home is long, cold and exhausting. Around the city of Jiaoqing, aid stations have been set up for the bikers to shake out their soaking ponchos and stop for food.
We're at Shaoxing aid station, which is one of several that runs inland from Shaoxing.
Now, it's a bit of a bottleneck here, and more than 50,000 motorcycles will pass through on their way home for the festivities.
I can't tell you, Kingy, how amazing it is to see so many bikes in one place. I'm all tickled pink with excitement.
Yeah, Dave. Bikes are an important form of transport in China. Planes and trains can be too expensive for people, so the humble bike is often the only way thousands of workers can get home.
There's a whole team of volunteers helping here. One of them is Danny Chiao.
Danny, what exactly is happening?
In every station, we provide hot water,
yes.
Ginger porridge.
Right?
Ginger porridge. Yeah.
Right. Perfect.
Motorcycle repairmen, and all of them are free.
We ride motorcycles a lot, and the amount of times where we would have loved to be able to come in here for something to eat, something to drink, and something to have a look at the bike.